fucked up Z-Critic Movie Gallery. It's the fucked up Z-Critic Movie Gallery. He's the one that rates the films in which the actors deserve no salary. From Straight Talk to Donnie Darko to Karate Kid Part 2. These are the worst movies that absolutely blew. These movies are so terrible they make you go berserk. You'd rather watch C-SPAN or the Home Shopping Network. It's the fucked up Z-Critic Movie Gallery. These movies suck so bad that you'd rather drink pee. It's the fucked up Z-Critic Movie Gallery. These movies fucking suck. Welcome to another edition of the Fucked Up Z-Critic Movie Gallery, and I'm your host, the Z-Man. Today is Friday, July 4th, Independence Day. Whoa, it's nice to be here on this Independence Day, and I kind of have a good Independence Day tradition. I usually plug a firecracker right behind a G.I. Joe, and light that bitch on fire and watch that bastard explode. Anyways, so much for my memories of a kid. Today we're reviewing an American pastime movie. Many of you know Major League 3, Back to the Minors. Well, in all of or whoever is out there, unless you live under a rock, you've probably heard of the Major League franchise. I mean, you know, sprung two really successful movies that helped, you know, kind of cultivate baseball and what it is, you know, today, like it or not. So, I mean, it kind of brings that underdog story, you know, kind of like the Tampa Bay Devil Rays right now that are in first place. So, we root for that, those types of movies to be created and those types of franchises to be out there like that to talk about underdogs and underdog teams. Well, Major League 3, if you remember right, and the famous line from one of the pitchers in Major League is, "Are you trying to say Jesus Christ can't throw a curveball?" Nah, and the answer to that is nah. I'm not really trying to say that Jesus Christ can't throw a curveball. Absolutely, I'm pretty sure he can throw a curveball. I can almost guarantee it. I mean, with all that he knows, probably. So, what I'm saying is Major League 3 threw us a fucking curveball and it didn't land anywhere near the damn plate. Like, I'm pretty sure Major League 3 is a god-awful, fucking horrible movie that took a shit on the Major League franchise the same exact way so many other, you know, ending finishers do in, like, trilogies or, you know, anytime you're talking about movie finales. So, I mean, it's all, again, it's almost like back to the episode, you know, we did 2 days ago on Jaws. I mean, a finishing movie that took a big shit on the franchise and left it in, you know, misery instead of being heralded as, you know, one of the greatest baseball films of all time. So, unless you're a Major League purist, I mean, you know, a lot of people don't really think of Major League 1 and 2 as being great because 3 is so fucking horrible. So, why is it that this film was a failure? Well, we're going to examine that. But first, I'd like to, introduce you to some of the characters in Major League 3. I'm pretty sure a lot of people don't even know that this movie exists to some extent. But the thing was, this movie never came out in actual theaters. It was originally made for home video and DVD. So that tells you probably right away you're getting a B type of a flick. That's where that B category comes in, B movies. They're kind of just pop right out. They're not really big blockbuster films and the movies and everything. I mean, to kind of put this in perspective, I mean, we're talking about the big name actors here are Ted McGinley, who if you remember right, played Jefferson on Married with Children, and he wasn't even a main star of that. And he didn't even come on the show for a while, so, like, he's really not that big of a deal. And then, Scott Bakula from the shitty series Quantum Leap that fucking got Doogie Howser canceled. So, my mom used to make me watch that shitty science fiction fucking show, and I hated it. Fucking hated it. Terrible damn science fiction show. Anyways, so with that said, I mean, we're really not looking at the same cast of, Charlie Sheen and, Wesley Snipes and, all those other big name actors that are in the film. Russo is in the film too. So, I mean, she's a hottie. But for her age, hey, I mean, she ages like a fine wine. But anyways, enough about 1 and 2. We're here to focus in on Major League 3, so let's kick this review off. First of all, Scott Bakula plays the manager Gus Cantrell, and Ted McGinley plays Leonard Huff, the manager of the Minnesota Twins. So, with that said, we've got a minor league team called the Buzz, and we've got another team called the Twins. So there's two teams we're focusing in on, which is really fucking confusing. I mean, so there's a lot of actors, and, the budget for this film probably wasn't very much to begin with, so guess what? You're stuck with a real B-ish cast, which could stand for a bullshit cast. I mean, good grief, like, this film was just a fucking retarded idea from the start. I mean, why did they have to stick the Major League, stamp on it? I wouldn't have such a problem with this movie if it didn't, use such a great franchise name like Major League 3. This isn't what we wanted as Major League 3. We wanted another, Indians shitless team that, wins the World Series, and we actually get to watch the World Series. Because if you remember right, in Major League 2, they do win the pennant and everything, and they win the playoff series, but we don't get to watch them in the World Series the entire way through. So, I mean, it would have been nice to have seen Major League 3 kind of step that up a little bit, So maybe that could have been an idea, but no, we're stuck with a fucking shitty minor league team, And I mean, it just shouldn't have, had the major league stamp to it. So the cast again is Roger Dorn, played by Corbin Burnson. I have no clue who he is. Pedro Serrano is back in the film, remember, the Voodoo Man, and then Taka Tanaka from Major League 2, I believe he played in that, and Taka Tanaka. And I'm not even going to try to pronounce the actor's name, because I'll just butcher it. And then there's another character named Billy Downtown Anderson, who actually is sort of how the film starts. He's kind of a base for how the film starts. He's one of the main characters as well. And pitcher named Hog Ellis, played by Judson Mills. So pretty much, you know, again, they tried to use at least two of the characters from Major League 2 and 1, kind of holdovers, what have you, from that film. So at least they attempted to make it, you know, like Major League, but I'm telling you, this fucking movie is one of the saddest and probably worst baseball movies of all time. So, with that said, let's get into the plot. Pretty much, like, it's like this. Like, you know, Major League 1, Major League 2, you had, like, you know, it's kind of like being a pitcher, and it's kind of like coming up from the majors, like, as this great rookie, you know? Like, it's hurling these 98, 99 miles an hour fastballs and looking great. Well, that's what Major League 1 had. It had that spice to it, you know? It had, like, that captivating grip on you to, like, watch the film, and it was like, man, it threw a 99 mile an hour fastball, you know? It was a great-looking rookie. Major League 2, well, you know, slowing down the fastball a little bit. Not by much, just a little bit, you know. Maybe throwing, I don't know, 93 to 94 miles an hour instead of that nice, captivating 99 mile an hour fastball you had in 89. But by the time we get to fucking Major League 3, good grief. It's fucking balls all over the place, and it's only going 88 miles an hour right down the middle and getting slammed out of the fucking ballpark. Terrible. So this picture is an absolute fucking waste now. Horrible. So, pretty much, to sum it all up, I'm going to compare two theme songs for you, and, you know, just to kind of get where I'm getting at of why this film is so fucking terrible and probably one of the worst possible made baseball movies of all time. See, there's this theme music that I love from Major League. Like, it just, every time he comes out, you know, the pitch, like, I'm still today to this point, I'm like, yes, it's time for the had that, and it really, you know, just got you pumped up, you know. But guess what? Unfortunately, with Major League 3, this is the fucking theme music you hear as soon as you pop in that goddamn DVD. I mean, it sounds like fucking ragtime music, for Christ's sake. It's Major League. Hello. We're supposed to be pumped up with the Wild Thing, not have, like, some fucking shitty, like, ragtime music from, like, the 1930s or, you know, trying to be, like, country, I guess. I don't know what the hell this was trying to pull. But, jeez, oh, man, why does it have to be such fucking horrible music? You know, I mean, the music's really get me pumped up, and Wild Thing was one of my fucking favorite songs. I mean, it's like any time, you know, you hear that, you know, tune coming out, it just, like, pumps you up, you know, gets you ready for, like, relief pitching, you know, to come out and close the game. You know, watching Wild Thing at the end of, you know, Major League One, when they're getting ready to win the game, I mean, coming out, you know, just pumped up, and everybody, you know, the entire crowd of, you know, Cleveland Indian Stadium just standing on their feet for Wild Thing. I mean, it's nothing like it. I mean, it almost makes you feel like you're watching a real game. But back to the minors, I mean, I just can't explain it. It's just, it doesn't do anything for me. It puts me to sleep faster than Vicodin. I mean, fucking horrible. So, to describe the plot is like this. Pretty much, Roger Dorn, the owner of the Minnesota Twins, I'm guessing, or he may be the general manager, I'm not really sure, because, like, you don't really meet the owner of the Minnesota Twins, so I'm guessing that Roger Dorn is the owner/general manager of the Minnesota Twins. He goes up and finds Gus Contrell, played by Scott Bakula again, as I mentioned before, and he asks him, after Contrell's last game as a minor leaguer, would you like to coach a minor league team? They're the, you know, Triple-A Buzz. And he's like, I want you to do me this favor. And there's a guy named Billy Downtown Anderson, who, again, like I said, is kind of like the baseline for this story. So he's like, I want you to help me, you know, kind of groom Billy Downtown Anderson and get him on the Twins as soon as possible. Well, you know, Contrell has time to think about it, and he thinks and thinks and thinks, and then he says, hell yeah, I'll do it. So, with that said, you know, he goes to the AAA Buzz, and his wife's very supportive of this move. Usually, in Major League, wives aren't that supportive. I mean, if you remember right, the catcher from Major League, and Rene Russo playing the wife, I mean, Russo was like, you know, what the hell are you doing, playing for the fucking Indians again? They're terrible. You know, you didn't see that support. So, like, the wife already automatically supports Contrell's decision. Actually, she pushes Contrell to manage, you know? So, I don't know what the hell that's all about. When has the wife ever in a Major League film ever pushed the manager to coach again? Fucking horrible. So, with that said, the logic in this film's already out the window. So, he goes to this minor league club, and he just, like, shows up there in the middle of the season. So, my point is, who the hell was managing the Buzz? Like, I mean, was it the guy you meet named Pops? Like, the guy that he eventually makes into a first baseman, it's, like, older than George Washington Carver. I mean, come on, like, why would you ever, you know, bring, like, a manager in during, like, the mid, you know, season of minor league ball and just be like, okay, here you go. And the reason why I assume that it's in, you know, like, the middle of the season is because the Twins, you're watching the Twins it's kind of like a soap opera flipping back and forth between the Twins and, you know, it's a tale of two cities almost. So, the Twins are in mid-season form, they're sucking ass, and wait a second, this is the Twins, it's not the Indians. What the hell were they thinking putting the Twins, a rival ball club, with the Indians in a fucking Major League movie? What a piece of shit. Anyways, so you're flipping back and forth with the Twins, and, like, they're horrible. Like, they're so bad that, you know, they're a bunch of overpaid, you know, lackluster performers, almost like a similar team that I know. A Pittsburgh team that shall remain nameless in baseball, but I'm pretty sure you know who they are. So they don't go well together, and, you know, the team's really bad, and it's just gotten to the point where the general manager / owner, Roger Dorn, is really tired of losing. So, anyways, he says, like I said before, he's grooming Billy Downtown Anderson. So, with that said, flipping back to the Buzz, again, Control comes in mid-season and just starts managing the ball club. So, remember those usual introductions, like, you know, remember in, like, Major League, like, how you had, you know, the usual introductions of what's wrong with him, what's his problem, oh, he looks good, what's his problem? Well, there are no fucking character introductions in all of this. Like, there's a tad bit, but not very much. Like, in Major League, you knew, basically, up and down the roster, what each guy could do. Like, there was at least, like, 8 or 9 or 10 guys that they, you know, focused on, which was more than enough to figure out, you know, what their problem was in the lineup. And there was a couple pitchers, too, that they had. Well, in fucking Major League 3, back to the shitheads, that's basically what it's called, because whoever made it is a big shithead. You know, like, basically, you just know three new players. There's a pitcher that, you know, his problem is he can't throw anything but a fastball. So everybody's going to key on his fastball. He only has, like, one frickin' pitch, and that's Hog Ellis. So that's his problem. Then the ballerina dude, the I don't even know what the hell his character's name is, but whatever. I mean, the ballerina dude is about as fucking retarded as, you know, like, Jessica Simpson or, you know, fucking Tony Romo. I mean, what a fag. I mean, a ballerina guy in baseball. I wish Lou Piniella was on the field so he could see this douchebag and kick his fucking ass clear out of that stadium. Like, it's so annoying. Like, this is like baseball spring training, not fucking ballerina time. I mean, fucking horrible. So, after that, like, they're sitting there doing ballerina stunts in practice, and that's just where I just lost it with this film. Absolutely no tolerance for fucking pussy-whipped faggots in a baseball movie. So, after that, I meet this guy named Doc, and he only throws, like, 50, you know, 50 miles an hour or 45. I mean, he basically throws what any old Joe could throw coming off the streets. I mean, I'm pretty sure, like, a 10-year-old, like, could throw faster than this asshole. I mean, like, come on. Why the hell is he a fucking minor leaguer in Triple A? This is Triple A we're talking about. I mean, like, you can't just walk on the field with, you know, that type of, like, off-speed pitch and expect to make a, you know, major league ball club or minor league ball club, period. I mean, it looks like a fucking insurance and salesman, and that's probably what he should be. So, he's just a douchebag, and he's really annoying in this film. Well, then you meet a catcher. You meet this catcher that, like, his problem is he can't, like, throw to the pitcher. So, like, he can't get the ball to the pitcher, and every time he tries, like, it goes over the fence and, like, hits a car. So, it, again, like I said, it's just, you know, completely stupid, the something like that would happen, and how the hell would he ever make a, AAA ball club if he couldn't get the fucking ball to the pitcher? I mean, come on, a minor, a little leaguer could get the ball to the pitcher from, home plate. I mean, come on. Horrible. So anyways, with that said, three of the players stink, but you don't really know any other players on the roster. So they're driving down and the road for a game, and he's talking to Pops, and he talks to Pops about playing first base, and Pops starts at first base, and he's older than George Washington Carver. I mean, this guy's like an old bum written all over him. And then, like, out of nowhere during batting practice after the game, he gets pissed at downtown Anderson, for not bunting, like, going against his word. So Contreras is really pissed at downtown Anderson when Anderson hits a home run. He's like, I told you to bunt to move the runner over. He's like, you listen to me, or, you're going to be sitting for a while. So he makes him sit 3 games. So after that, downtown Anderson hits a liner and in the back of his head, Contreras' head, and knocks him out because he's like, please God, have me, strike me dead if I can't get a good player on this team. Come on. So he gets struck in the head. He's knocked out completely. And after that, guess who comes back? The Voodoo Man. Yes, that's right. I am talking about Pedro Serrano. And we all know him from Major League 1 and 2. He's the Voodoo Man that has a little voodoo doll. So he comes back, and it's kind of a nice touch to it how he comes back. But here's my problem. He already knows Contreras. Like, where Contreras was from, what he was doing. He just fucking, like, shows up. How the hell did he know that he was, like, managing a AAA club? And, like, since when does Contreras ever, associate with anybody in this whole fucking entire series of Major League 3? So I thought that was really stupid. They were just kind of like pals, like age-old pals from before. Hey, how you doing, buddy? Like, I don't know you, and I haven't been in the films, but I'm going to act like I know you anyways. I mean, what a fucking stupid plot that was in the story. I mean, what an asinine idea. So Serrano comes and joins the team. Then they're just randomly driving for a game on the bus, and yeah, you're gonna really stop at a fucking miniature golf place and realize that it's also, guess who it is? It's Taka. So, Taka from Major League 2, if you remember right, Taka Tanaka, joins the club, and they kind of, like, talk him into it. And, so, the team gets a little better, they're getting some players, they're adding some, and they're kind of getting a chemistry built, so to speak. But, let me tell you something. It is certainly not the same chemistry you saw from, like, Major League 1 and 2. I mean, not even close. So, pretty much, it's like a lab experiment, but it's, like, blown up in your face. I mean, like, with this chemistry, it's fucking horrible. So, after Tanaka joins the team, they get much better, and they're starting to kind of creep up a little in the standings. Well, the owner takes notice of this, Roger Dorn, and he tells the manager of the Twins, Leonard Huff, the manager of the Twins, that, they're starting to win, so you guys better start winning, you know. And, well, he's like, Dorn actually invites Cantrell out to visit him at, like, some five-star hotel and kind of cons him into, you know, going out there to meet and talk about a game or, you know, just how things are going, actually. I'm not really sure why he called him out there. But I just love how this magically happens. Like, this would never be possible nor, like, negotiable in, like, any, like, major league team, let alone the Minnesota fucking Twins. Huff and Cantrell get into an argument, and it's kind of funny because, like, they just start talking about, you know, just kind of how their season's going, and then eventually it just gets to the point where my ball club can beat your ball club, and then they start beating the shit out of each other. And, you know, it was kind of, that was kind of one of the better parts because, the manager of the Twins is a complete asshole, and it was kind of nice to see Cantrell beat the shit out of him. So I guess I didn't have a problem with that scene. Pretty much, like, I just think it's retarded that, like, you're trying to beat yourself, almost, and it just kind of, you know, decreases the value and the unity of your club, and there's no way that that would ever happen in professional sports. You know, nobody would have a conversation. Like, I'm pretty sure, like, the minor league team of the Cubs wouldn't start talking smack to, like, Lou Piniella and be like, listen, buddy, you know, our minor league team deserves to be up in the majors, and your major league team deserves to be in the minors. Lou Piniella would say, get the fuck out of here, and, you know, that minor league coach would be fired the next day for the Cubs. I mean, let's be real here. So, this is a really stupid idea, and completely illogical. So, with that said, they show up in the Metrodome to play a game. And it's kind of funny because the movie could have literally ended right here, but instead, like, the manager of the Twins decides to shut the power off and cancel the game. I'm just like, yeah, right. Why couldn't the fucking owner fire the manager for doing that? Like, it's his ball club. I mean, why couldn't Dorn just say you're fired for doing that? No, he just lets it go and says, well, I guess there was a power outage. Yeah, right, he knew exactly why the fucking Twins manager was doing that bullshit. But, you know, again, fucking shitty idea and a shitty plot idea, if you ask me. So, with that said, the buzz, it's kind of funny talking about the buzz, actually, this AAA ball club. Pretty much, like, they stole Georgia Tech's logo. I mean, it looks fucking horrible. Like, couldn't you have come up with a better idea or, like, a more original name than the Buzz? I mean, like, there's so many cool, you know, like, names for AAA ball clubs, like the Blue Crabs and the Sliders, the Slippery Rock Sliders, I like that one. Or, like, you know, just other different names that are, you know, more original than the fucking Buzz. And guess what? exactly like Georgia Tech's mascot. Like, I'm pretty sure Georgia Tech should have fucking sued their ass so they couldn't make this shitty movie. Because if I was the, you know, dean or the athletic director of Georgia Tech, I'd be suing their ass for, you know, Morgan Creek for all their damn money. I'd be like, look, you bastards, you're not going to fucking ruin, you know, a franchise like Major League and tarnish, you know, their legacy on, you know, baseball movies. But no, they didn't. Of course not. They just let them fucking steal the mascot and everything. Unless, like, Morgan Creek, like, handing them over, you know, a bunch of money before this movie started to say, you know, please don't steal, please let us use your mascot, please, please, because we're too stupid and we don't have enough creativity to actually come up with, you know, a better name than the Buzz and a mascot that looks exactly like yours that we just stole off of you. So, that's just a stupid idea. And who knows, maybe they even fucking borrowed Georgia Tech's mascot to be in the movie. Probably did. This movie's a disaster. So after that, they decide to call up, like, Downtown Anderson because they like how he hits. Well, Anderson gets into a fight with Contrell because Contrell says he's not ready yet and he shouldn't go and stay a couple weeks in the minors. Well, who the hell is going to do that? Like, that's like telling, you know, A-Rod. That'd be like telling A-Rod if he were in the minors, like, listen, like, you need to stay, you know, in the minors for a little bit and not make millions of dollars, you know, the play, because you're not ready yet. Like, who the hell does that? Anytime you get called up the minors, I mean, I don't care if you're, like, the shittiest player of all time and you still need a lot of work, you're gonna go up to the majors and give it a shot. I mean, that was just kind of a lame line right there. Don't go because you're not ready. Like, I'd be like, fuck you too, buddy. So, anyways, that said, Downtown goes to, you know, the Twins after that game was over, and the minor league team starts losing. Like, they lost, like, 7 of 8 or something, and Contrell was, like, pissed at him and gives him a really good pep talk and says, you know, get back in the game. He's like, tell me what's going on out there. And the team believed that they couldn't win without Downtown. So, like, after that, they go on another road trip and win a few games. And then Downtown comes back because he's hitting, like, 3 for 15. And they just send him back to the minors. And he rejoins the team. So, they actually start winning again. And then eventually, it just boils to the point where they have another game. After a press conference, Contrell kind of calls out the Twins manager and tells him to lay his job on the line. So they have yet another game, and it's just completely fucking retarded. You know, it's just gotten so ridiculous here with all the logic and, you know, it's just too over the top for me. You know, way too over the top. So, and speaking of over the top lines in this movie, there was a scene where Doc actually, he kind of, like I said, you're kind of meeting Doc, and just to kind of rewind a little bit here before I give away the ending, they're at a restaurant in the beginning, and Doc is, like, trying to pick the dressings that he wants for his salad. So he's like, give me, you know, do you have any vinaigrette dressing? Do you have any, you know, he's saying all these weird dressings. And the guy just repeated, like, 10 times. He's like, we got, here's what we got. And so he's got, like, this New York voice, too, like, Brooklyn accent. We got ranch, we got blue cheese, and we got that's about it. Yeah, he only says like two or three. He's like the entire time, so he's kind of dumb. But I thought that was pretty funny. And then Doc says something completely over the top. It was just like one of the fucking worst lines you'll ever hear in a movie. Okay, how about this? I'll just not order a salad. How about you just give me a gun instead, and I'll shoot myself? That was so fucking just completely random, first of all. Second, like, it was so over the top. Like, why would you kill yourself over dressing? Okay, that wasn't even funny. Like, it really wasn't. I mean, it was one of the fucking stupidest lines I've ever heard of in a movie. Give me a gun, and I'll... How about give me a gun, and I'll shoot myself? Because I can't get the dressing that I want. Man, this guy's got some serious problems. Alright, back to the storyline here. So, with that said, they play the second game in this ballpark, and there's this Twins hitter that everybody fears that I honestly cannot stand. Like, he pisses me off so bad in this film, and I really hate his fucking character. And, like, he just pisses me off to the point where I really, really hate not only this guy as a character, but I really hate him as an actor. His real name's Lobo Sebastian, and he plays Carlos Liston. And the whole entire time, he kind of speaks about himself in the third person and says, Carlos Liston doesn't do this, and Carlos Liston doesn't do that. His accent is just so annoying. So, anyways, everybody's afraid of Carlos Liston, and Hog Ellis in the first game kind of threw inside on him. And he said, are you trying to throw inside on Carlos Liston? And Hog Ellis is running like a pansy, you know, in a pink dress. And he's all, like, afraid of him and shit. Like, I'm sorry, I wouldn't be afraid of this, you know, Mexican douchebag. I'm pretty sure I'd just have, you know, my nine players just jump him and kick the shit out of him. Because none of the Twins players anyway like the guy. So, like, why wouldn't you just gang up on him and just start kicking the shit out of him? I mean, is your team that much a bunch of fucking pansies that they'd let one guy, like, intimidate you? Horrible. So, with that said, I threw inside on him again, and in the second time that they play, and, it's kind of funny because Hog Ellis goes, no, I'll take this one myself. And it's so lame, like, what happens. What transpires is this. Hog Ellis gets this idea that he has a ball, and he can throw it, like, 99 miles an hour at his head. And it was so dumb, because how many times have we heard that stupid cliche, are you feeling lucky? Well, are ya, punk? You know, that stupid fucking line from Dirty Harry? Oh, yeah, they used it again. Like, unbelievable. Like, how many times have we heard that in a film? Like, how many? I can't even, like, count on my fingers and toes how many times I've heard that in a fucking movie. Damn. Why'd they have to use such a shitty line like that? Horrible. So, with that said, you know, he stops, thinks about it, and goes, oh, yeah, he's gonna nail me. Yeah, right. Was that really what, you know, would stop a baseball player from, like, charging the mound? I mean, did that ever stop Izzy Alcantara from, like, you know, doing his little Wesley Snipes spin kick right in the chest of the catcher and then coming after the pitcher with a bat, like, going, ah, Yeah, I'm pretty sure, you know, he wouldn't be afraid if you had a baseball and you threw it at him. He'd probably just, like, bat it right back at your head and then shove the bat so far up your ass that you couldn't even see the sunshine in the morning. So, I mean, it's just illogical. Like, that's my biggest problem, like, with this movie, again, is the fact that it's completely illogical. So, after that, like, little stupid display, you know, it gets to the bottom of the ninth, and, when, you know, the predictability, it was so dumb, too. Like, the manager goes, for the Buzz, Cantrell, he goes, why don't you just hit a home run? Because Downtown Anderson was thinking, oh, do you want me to bunt to move him over to second? And he's like, Cantrell's like, no, I want you to walk this out of the park. So that was kind of stupid there. And then guess what? Like, the inevitable happens. He hits a home run to win the game. I mean, how fucking tiring of a, you know, story-ending line is that? I mean, it wasn't even that exciting at all. Like, you knew he was going to hit the home run, so, like, it was just completely predictable. In Major League, like, the first one, like, that catcher, I mean, you don't know if he can make it to, you know, or first or not, you know, in safely. So he's doing all he can to get on base. I mean, that was completely unpredictable to score the winning run. I mean, he damn near pulls his leg out going to first, and he's barely even safe. So it was completely unpredictable. I mean, I love that about Major League, like the first Major League. I can't remember exactly how Major League 2 ends because it was, you know, it's been so long since I've seen that movie. You know, it's not showed on television as much as it used to be. So the first one actually is now the one that's shown on television the most as compared to Major League 2. So, with that said, I mean, we look back on Major League 3, it was just a complete fucking disaster. I mean, it was so much a disaster that it was actually like when we elected Bush over fucking Al Gore. That's how big of a disaster it was. I mean, it just tarnished us, you know, when we elected Bush, a dumbass, you know. So, it's pretty much like this movie, you know, they elected to do a third movie, and here we go again, another fucking shitty finish to a really great franchise, and it's forever tarnished. Everybody's always going to remember how shitty Major League 3 Back to the Monsters was, and it ruins the shine of, like, you know, Major League. It's just like, it took a big shit on the Major League franchise. Fucking horrible. Well, anyways, with that said, I'm going to be taking a little bit of a vacation since it's been a very, very long 2 days for me on these reviews, but I hope and I really hope that and appreciate the fact that I have been beginning to get more listeners on the air, and I'm looking forward to doing more movies. Always, you know, give me your suggestions. If you think of any real shitty movies, you know, that you can think of, I'll check them out and review them, and, you know, that's the way it works here on the Z Critic Gallery, basically. So, with that said, have a good 4th of July, and don't, you know, set off any firecrackers that might blow up the house. Yikes. But I got another G.I. Joe staring at me, and I might blow him up with a firecracker. Well, that's all for today on the Fucked Up Z Critic Gallery. Have a nice 4th.